This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. One day after Special Counsel Robert Mueller made clear the Russia probe did not exonerate him, President Donald Trump is lashing out. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Robert Mueller should have never been chosen.
The president's blasting Mueller as a never-Trumper who was conflicted.
Because he wanted the FBI job and he didn't get it.
That's not true. Mueller had already served a dozen years as FBI director and was not looking to return. Some Democrats ramped up their impeachment calls after Mueller's statement yesterday. The president calls it a filthy word and says he cannot imagine the courts would allow him to be impeached.
I don't think so, because there was no crime.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan said Thursday he did not authorize and was not aware of a White House directive to have the U.S. Navy warship USS John S. McCain out of sight when President Donald Trump visited Japan. Shanahan said he would not have made the order to move or cover the name of the ship in order to avoid upsetting the president.
I never authorized or never approved any action around the movement or activity regarding that ship.
An email seen by VOA shows the White House military office asking an officer with the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet to make sure that the McCain is out of sight ahead of the president's trip. President Trump, meanwhile, said he had nothing to do with moving or covering the ship.
Somebody did it because they thought I didn't like him, okay? And they were well-meaning, I will say. I didn't know anything about it. I would never have done that.
Trump and McCain had a turbulent relationship while the late Arizona Republican senator was alive. McCain cast the deciding vote not to overturn Obamacare, something that the president has deeply resented. This is VOA News. Israel is in political turmoil after its parliament voted to dissolve itself 1 month after it was sworn in. We get the details from Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, voted for new elections in September after Netanyahu failed to form a coalition government amid infighting and high demands from smaller parties. Netanyahu, a right-wing conservative who has been in power for a decade, is furious. He said he did everything in his power to avoid what he described as an unnecessary election, especially since the public gave him a strong vote of confidence in the April polls. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
At least 7 people were killed and nearly 20 more were missing after a pleasure boat carrying South Korean tourists capsized on the flooding Danube in the Hungarian capital of Budapest Wednesday. Mia Warmersley of Reuters reports.
In Seoul, the foreign ministry said there were 30 tourists and 3 tour guides aboard and a crew of 2 Hungarians. Initial reports suggest the boat crashed into another tourist vessel near the Hungarian parliament building. It then turned over on the river, which had been flooding, as a rainstorm enveloped the capital city. The hull was found on the riverbed a few hundred metres from its usual mooring point. A massive rescue effort deployed boats, divers, spotlights and radar scanning to scour the river for several kilometres downstream from the accident site. An ambulance spokesman told state television 14 people were pulled from the water. South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, said in a tweet he would work with the Hungarian government to investigate the cause of the accident.
Mia Warmersley of Reuters. President Donald Trump said Thursday that he still believes China would love to make a new trade deal with the United States and might now regret backtracking on some agreements that negotiators for the two countries had reached.
China would love to make a deal with us. We had a deal and they broke the deal. I think if they had it to do again, they wouldn't have done what they did.
Trump contended that tariffs he has imposed on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports has prompted some manufacturers in China to move their production to other countries. Meanwhile, Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Zhang Hongqi accused the U.S. of engaging in naked economic terrorism in the trade war. Trade talks between officials of the two biggest economies in the world broke off recently. However, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he will likely travel to Beijing in the near future to continue negotiations. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.